Welcome to the Motherhood Journey. I am so glad that you're here. This is a space where we allow the daily joys and the tough moments to shape us and build us into the beautiful and powerful women that God originally designed us to be. Let's walk this out, mamas. Let's enjoy the journey of motherhood and see it as the blessing that it is. Hello, sweet mamas. Welcome to the Motherhood Journey. I hope that you are well. I'm here to bring you a quick little word as I sit in my very cold backyard deck. Living out in the country truly does bring extremities to weather. And right now that we are in autumn, we have like afternoons that are like 26 degrees and then mornings that are getting down to 2 degrees, which is wild but fun to experience it all. I've also got my dough timer on of bread in the oven, and so I'm hoping to do this podcast quickly before that alarm goes off. So let's see if this one can be a banger, but a quick one. I've been reflecting on a concept that we've chatted about before. As always, the power of our minds. I'm obsessed with that concept, but specifically that we are the authors to our own story. And as I was reading the word this morning, the Father graciously gave me a Bible passage that I can anchor this truth on, because obviously I don't want any of this to be just my own thoughts. I always want it to be God's way, because His way is just truly the best. You know that song, Defender, by... I don't know if it's Bethel or Upper Room. I'm not sure, maybe neither of them, but it says, it's so much better your way. And every time she sings that line, I'm like, it really hits my heart, because we can try doing all these things in our own way. And even things that sound really good and that feel really good, but if they're not anchored in the word, they're not going to last. Anyway, there's a side tangent. Build your house on the rock. So I just wanted to read to you guys from Galatians 2. It's a little paragraph at the end of the chapter that's called Justified by Faith. And I think it's just a really powerful reminder for us, for the way we see other people, for the expectation we hold on ourselves, to be reminded consistently that we are justified because of what Christ's blood has done, not because of how good we are. I'm sorry if you can hear my chickens in the background or my cat purring at my phone. But yeah, this concept to truly wrap our minds around, nothing we can do can justify us. Not doing good at our homework, at our out-of-house work, in our relationships as a mom. Like, that doesn't make us justified before the King of Glory, so that we may have access into the inner room, the holy holies, to all of His power and His goodness and His grace, is not because we've done good or done bad. And so we just so need to remove that belief of, well, I haven't read my Bible enough. I'm too tired. I have not been able to connect my mind. I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes I find seasons of motherhood I am so demanded of in so many ways throughout my day that my mind feels cloudy whenever I just get that quiet moment or that time with the Lord, that it's really hard for me to engage in more, quote, serious stuff, because my mind feels full to the rim already. Now, I don't think this needs to be our reality, and I don't actually think that's the truth, because when we press into the closeness of God, He can just be this sweet honey that we eat of, rather than needing to, quote unquote, get into a serious time and learn serious concepts from reading the Bible. But that's a podcast for another day. For today, I'm going to read from Galatians 2 from, I think I'll read 15 down to 21. Just for us to anchor ourselves on this truth as mums, that we are truly justified because of the incredible actions, sacrifice, and love and power of Jesus, not by our own selves. And I think that this is important because, as I said at the start of the podcast, I want to talk about the stories we create for ourselves. And I think if we are creating stories in our head of making things more negative than they need to be, making things a bigger drama and more emotional, and victimizing ourselves, as it's easy to do in motherhood of any circumstance. Like, I am always on this podcast talking from experience, and I literally woke up this morning and was so thankful for being out of journal to get my mind back to the truth of the Lord, because I was up, I feel like, all night. It probably wasn't, but it felt like it. Oh, there is a kangaroo literally a few meters in front of me. country life. But yeah, I've been up since 4 because Flo did the biggest explosive poo of her life that we've been waiting a few days to occur. And I also felt like there were animals running all over my bedroom floor. I kid you not. I was like constantly sitting up and shining my phone light and then being like, there's nothing here. And Brad said that probably a wombat got under our house because he left the entrance open because the plumbers came. And there was literally a wombat scurrying around under our floorboards. That felt like to me in our bedroom. Praise the Lord. Hopefully nothing in our bedroom, but also like wombat issue needs to be rectified. But from that, I woke up and easily felt like I could sit in the grumble seat, you know, like this is going to be a bit of a hard day ahead. But I got my journal out and I was able to write and anchor myself on the rock and anchor myself on truth and rewrite the story in my head of what this morning's going to look like and what today looks like and about my life and who I am, instead of going, this is so unfair and why am I always getting up and like I'm tired and moms struggle with postnatal sleep deprivation and blah. Instead of diving into that narrative, which is very easy to do, this cat is following me. I was like, I'm going to rewrite this story. And I reminded myself of what I chatted about deeper in the email for this week, that we need to look at life as neutral, that it's not happening to us, it's just happening. So then we can then decide who we want to be and how we want to respond. And I wrote through the opposite of all of my struggles. I said, today I'm going to be kind instead of grumbling. Today, right now, I am going to be slow rather than snapping. Today, I am going to be thankful rather than a victim. And I just went through each thing that my mind would naturally slip into after a really hard night. And I was able to calm myself down and align myself with truth and rewrite a new story. Does that mean this morning was easy? No. Does that mean that I may have still slipped up and gotten a little bit grumpy at my husband while he was making his coffee? Yes, which I will go apologize to him after I do this podcast. Thank you for picking me, Lord. But I think that understanding this truth that we actually can align ourselves with the word of God, with the spirit of truth, and recognize the truth that all things come because of his grace. We can know through this that it's not about us being good enough to enable us to enjoy the fruits of God's goodness. It is truly the gift and grace of Christ, which is so exciting and powerful when we're talking about this concept, because we don't need to, as I said before, go, well, I haven't read the word enough, or I did get grumpy at someone today, or I snapped at my kids. We can rewrite our story from the instant of our moment of realization, because that is a moment of repentance for us to go, oh yeah, I don't need to act like this because my circumstances are like this. I can change how I act. And when we flip that around, we can instantly step into this truth I'm about to read from the Bible. Oh dear. Sorry. Chicken's losing it. So sorry. I just topped my chicken off and he stopped going. This is truly a farm episode this morning for you guys, since I snuck outside in such early hours of the morning. Because of Christ's blood, because it has nothing to do with you, because it's not to do with your goodness that makes you justified to enter in. I'm just going to talk over that chicken. You can rewrite your story at any moment and choose who you want to show up as and choose how you're going to see what you're facing. See the hard circumstance differently and through an empowered light where you can show up as who you want to be and walk in the spirit, not the flesh. All right, enough rumbling from me and my chickens. Let me read to you these beautiful verses, and I just pray Holy Spirit sparks in your heart whatever he wants to, as he sparked in mine. So we got from verse 15 down from chapter 2. Chickens. Shh. Oh my goodness. I now have 11 chickens, so it's like 11 more children for me to clean up their poop and tell to be quiet. Okay. We ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law, because by works of the law, no one will be justified. But if you now endeavor to be justified in Christ, we too were found to be sinners. Is Christ then a servant of sin? Certainly not. For if I rebuild what I tore down, I prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law, I died to the law so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God. For if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose. Alrighty, so the beautiful line from this that really encouraged me is that it's saying that we're justified by Christ, right? Like nothing we can do to make can make us good enough, which means we have access to his glory at any point that we choose to rely on and put our minds in a faith perspective rather than a flesh perspective, because he will accept all people. And then here, I love that it says, but if in this place we still sin, is Christ then a servant of sin? Certainly not. For if I rebuild what I tore down, I just prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law, I died to the law so that I might live to God. And this is what sparked my mind of this concept this morning, because if I'm set free from my sin and my flesh and I'm actually empowered, like God puts his hand of grace down and says, you can grab my hand and I'm going to pull you up and I'm going to train you and renew your mind and bring you to a place of peace. If I personally choose to walk away from that and go, no, I'm going to keep working in, walking in fear, in sin, then I'm the one who's building, rebuilding the house that Jesus Christ has himself torn down by his death and resurrection. So this is such an empowerment for us to be making sure our stories we're creating for ourselves are not ones that tear down our house again to be that broken rubble, but the ones that anchor us onto that rock and anchor us onto the truth of God so we can enjoy the fruit of his justification over our lives because of his blood. I really hope some of this can make sense. I'm going to pray for us and I'm going to go inside to my champions and clean up after breakfast. Jesus, thank you that this is just such an encouraging reminder to my heart. And I feel like for each of us, wherever we're at in our faith or walk or motherhood, to just be reminded that none of this has anything to do with us. Thank you for rebuking me in that this week to understand this concept that you are the one who's done it all. Your blood, your grace, your death, your resurrection. You are alive. And we got to celebrate that in Easter. And I thank you for the overflow of this learning from diving deep into the truth of Easter this weekend, weekends ago. I thank you, God, that we at any point of our lives can sit before you, accept you, release ourselves, repent, and enjoy the fullness of a life that is completely justified by having faith in you, that you will show up, that you will be the God you say you are, that you will shine your mighty glory in us as we give our hearts to you in the fullest way that we can in our own authentic selves. I praise you, Lord, that you have made this so easy for us. May we simplify our minds and our understanding of you and life and motherhood. May we enjoy the goodness that you gave everything for us to have. Help us to write our stories, Lord, in a way that does not tear down the house that you are trying to build in us. Help us to walk forward with a way of holiness, to enjoy our circumstances and our people and not create narratives in our own heads that tear down the reality of goodness that is around us. We love you, Lord. Amen. If you enjoyed tuning in today, subscribe here and connect with me over on Instagram, where you can DM me or find my email, as I'd love to connect deeper and pray with you.